Finally, one of the girls had to admit that she was one of them. Of course, they were very much troubled over her and got a hold of her and tied her up and were ready to throw her back into the underworld. The girl didn't want to be thrown back into the underworld, so she told them not to be troubled, because after death you went back into that underworld and were safe, that you returned to your own people down there again. They asked her to prove it. Well, she said, I can easily prove it if you come to the kiva opening. We can look down and see the little dead girl playing around down there, just as happy as she can be. And so they went to the kiva hole and looked down and saw this little girl playing around with the rest of the children below. When the witch girl had proved this to the people, the chief had to permit her to stay. On the fourth night after they came up to the world on top, they saw a fire a little distance away and they wondered who it could be, so the next morning the chief sent his braves to see where the fire had been. No sign of fire was to be found. Only huge footprints of a big man or a giant, for these footprints were larger than any living man's. The braves came back to the chief and told of what big footprints they had seen. And they were all very much frightened. The chief thought the only thing to do was to have a ceremony of prayer offerings or payo making and offer these to their neighbor, the giant, for fear that he might be a man of some power, who might do them harm someday. 23. The village crier was called to announce the day for the ceremony. When the people came to the chief, they found him to be sad of heart and they all knew why he was so sad. The chief told his fellow men what he thought it was best they should do, that they might make these prayer offerings to the fire or whoever it was that had the fire. As usual, they all smoked their pipes before they set to work to make their payos. When all was done, they put these offerings together on one plaque, which received their earnest prayers as they smoked their pipes, and all this was done before it was taken to their strange neighbors. Before it was taken over, the chief called for volunteers, to see who would step forward to take these prayer offerings to the being at the fire. They were to be taken at night and someone would have to carry it who was very brave. 4. Young men offered themselves and said they would take the offering over to the fire, for among the Hopi 4 was the limit, and they were permitted to go. Going over with the tray of prayer offerings, they saw at first in the distance only a faint light and they were very much afraid. Coming closer, they could see someone sitting by the fire and facing away from them, and they could only see the back of his head. This head was of rather a great size, like the biggest squash, and there was no hair on it. As they came closer, they were more and more frightened, but at last they got to him. He would not turn his face toward the fire, so they called to him and asked him who he was, but he would not answer. They called to him a second time and he refused again to answer them. They called to him a third time, and again they received no answer. They called again, a fourth time, and asked him if he had some other language and did not understand them. Then he answered and said he was surprised to see that they had come to his fire, because no one had ever gotten so near to him before. When he said this, he turned around toward the light and his face was all bloody. And he had a mask on, his head was big and his mask was terrible looking. These 4 men were very much frightened and all felt something creeping back of their heads. Finally, they got over their spell and told him what they had brought him, which the chief had sent over with his wishes that he would be their good friend and neighbor and not try to make them any trouble. They handed him the tray of payos, which he gladly received and was very much pleased with them, and he said that he prized them very highly. 24. Then he told these young men who he was. He was their god, the god of the upper world, and it all belonged to him. Although being the god of the upper world, he could not walk about in the daytime, but only at night by the light of the fire. So he told these young men to tell their chief who he was, that he was now his God, who walked in the dark and is called the Masawu. He was the God of death and life. He told the young men to tell the chief not to be afraid, that he being the God of death, whoever died would go to him first and he would show him back to the underworld by way of the Kiva, through which they had come out. When the young men went back to the chief, they told him the man at the fire received his offering and prized it very highly, as it had been a long time since he had received any offering of payos like that. This was the first time they had ever seen this man who said he was their God. And ever since he has been worshipped by the Hopi. Since he told the people he was the God of death, they always go to him when they go on the war path and ask him to paralyze their enemies with fear so that they may be victorious. Masawu clan symbol. 25. How the Mockingbird gave the people many languages. After a while the chief said that they must move away from the Kiva for fear that some of his people might become discouraged in some way, or lose courage and want to go back. They might die or want to die, so he didn't like to be near the Kiva for fear the people might be going back and looking down toward their old home. Even though the chief had decided to move the people away from the Kiva, he was very much troubled and wondered how the Kiva should be regarded by them, whether it should be thought of with apprehension and fear. So the chief called his wise men together to consult them on his ideas regarding this matter, but none of these men could give him any help or find him an answer. They could only ask him what he had in mind, saying that whatever the chief wished, their gods may consent to fulfill. "Very well," said their chief, "let us make some payos, and with these offerings we will ask the big waters to come and cover up the Kiva, and that will make it impossible for anyone to go back there." When all these were made, the young men were asked to take them to the southwest, toward Pachawakeke, the ocean, and at a good distance away from the Kiva. These payos were set with the wishes and prayers of the chief that the waters may only come as far as the spot where the offerings were placed. Now every day, for 4 days, the young men were sent back to this place where they had put these payos to see if there were any signs of moisture or the coming of Paso, the roaring waters. Now every day the water was seen to be creeping up on these payos, and at the end of the 4th day the people began to feel the damp air. Then the big wind came and it kept up for many days, and at last Paso had come and it had covered up all the land around the Kiva so that no one could reach it. This was, of course, a very fearful thing to all the people. Of course, no one knows how long they lived around that place, but after a great many years they increased and they started to have more trouble among themselves. The chief was afraid that something might happen again, so he had a council with his men once more, and he asked them what should be done. One of the men said that the only thing that he thought of was, if they only could speak different languages and learn to eat different kinds of food from one another, they might start away or become parted in many divisions. "Why," said the chief, "how could we do this?" 26. Someone said, "Well, don't we have the Mockingbird who knows many songs? And why shouldn't he give us many different languages?" "Well," said the chief, "I think that is a very good idea." Then he asked the men to come the next day so that they could make their prayer offerings for the Mockingbird. So the next day the men came over with their trays and some materials with which to make their prayer offerings. They started work that morning and kept on until late in the afternoon. When all their prayer offerings were finished, the crier called out for the men to bring him their presents of food for them all to eat. After they finished their meal, they started singing the calling songs for the Mockingbird, and at the end of 4 songs the Mockingbird came. When he came he asked them why he was being so anxiously called. The chief answered him and said, It is because we are in trouble and we wish to have some changes made, if it would be possible. Then the mockingbird asked what kind of changes.
Well, said the chief, would it be possible that we, living here as one people, could be given different languages?
The mockingbird said, it can be done.
The chief asked, how soon can you do it?
The mockingbird said that it would take overnight to give them different languages.
The mockingbird asked the chief if he would like to speak some other different language, but the chief said he would rather keep his own language.
Well, that night it was only the chief and the mockingbird who stayed up to see how this thing would work out. During the night the mockingbird went from camp to camp, and at each camp he would take something out of the fireplace and then turn right around and bury something in the fireplace again.